So Adam and Eve would have had the capacity intellectually to understand there's a right and a wrong and a good and an evil. So she has the conceptual knowledge of this is right, this is wrong. But as soon as they disobeyed God, now they knew evil in a way they had never known it before.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Welcome again to the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Now, in this podcast, we are seeking to answer any question you might have about doctrine, faith, practice, Bible verses, and the like. Now, if you're watching this podcast from YouTube or maybe listening on your favorite podcast app, we would love to hear from you and interact with the sort of questions you might have for Pastor Richard. The easiest way to get a question to us is by leaving a comment below the video or by going to our website and submitting a question. Our website is straighttruth.net. Now, at that website, you can find links to all of our previous episodes as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode. Well, Pastor, our question for this episode has to do with knowing, this idea of knowing good and evil, especially in Genesis 2 and 3. So a few texts stand out. In Genesis 2, there's the introduction to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the warning to Adam and Eve that in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Obviously, this idea of knowledge of good and evil. When they do eat, it says in chapter 3, verse 7, that their eyes were open. They knew that they were naked. You have that idea of knowing there. And then finally, at the end of chapter 3, after the curses have been issued, the Lord says, verse 22, behold, man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Mm-hmm. So the question really has to do with that. If Adam and Eve only knew good and evil after they had committed the sin, then how did they even know it was wrong in the first place? And I guess maybe the broader question is, what did they begin to know once they had sinned, and what did they know before that?
I think it's possible to know things from an intellectual point of view that we don't know from an experiential point of view. So there are certain things that I can know about because God tells me, mm-hmm. or I can know about it because I won't listen to what he tells me. And that's the kind of knowledge that no one should want, is to know things in a way that God told you this was coming, mm-hmm. but you weren't willing to listen to him. So you had to learn it by disobeying him, by your own experience. Mm. And now you regret knowing what you know. You wish you had never known mm-hmm. what you now know. And I think that happens with human beings all the time. Unfortunately, sadly, is we end up knowing things in a way we could have been spared. So to take, you know, the example of sexual sin, the Bible warns us in advance that sexual sin is devastating, it's mm-hmm. destructive. Mm-hmm. Envision a man, a husband, who reads those verses, who's been taught that in his church. He's a professing Christian, let's say. He knows that that sin will be devastating to him. Mm-hmm. He knows it intellectually. But if he violates the will of God and the Word of God in that realm, he's now going to know what God warned him about in an entirely different way. Yeah. And so Adam and Eve would have had the capacity intellectually to understand there's a right and a wrong and a good and an evil, and this is acceptable. I mean, the woman voices that. Mm-hmm. And when Satan says, has God truly said, she said, no, mm-hmm. we can eat of anything in the garden, but this one thing is off limits to mm-hmm. us. So she has the conceptual knowledge of this is right, this is wrong. But as soon as they disobeyed God, now they knew evil in a way they had never known it before. Mm-hmm. And their experience is invaded with all the devastating effects that God had warned them about in advance. Spiritual death is now upon them. Mm. Death made its entrance into the world, the book of Romans says, through that one man's sin, Adam. So when Adam follows his wife in her sin, they both partake of the forbidden fruit and eat. Now death has made its entrance into their experience, and they know evil in a way they had never known it before.
Mm-hmm. So their capacity to know and understand what, I say, good and evil, are grew in a negative way, we're saying,
yeah.
with the fact that they with their sin.
That's how I understand that text myself.
Okay.
Is I think in both directions they have a knowledge of it that was different than they had when they were just reliant on the words of God. One of my favorite verses, strange one, I guess, but one of my favorite verses in the Old Testament is when the Lord says to Adam and Eve, "Who told you that you're naked?"
Yeah.
Who told you this? Mm-hmm. Which contrasts a life lived on the words of God versus now a kind of knowledge that exists because you didn't listen to what he said. Who told you this? So that's how I understand the text, is they now have an understanding. It's not positive in nature. It's negative in nature. And that's the part Satan hid from them in his deception.
Right.
You know, in a sense, there was some truth in what he said. They knew something that they didn't know before. But what he hid from them was that it would be with great loss, great devastating pain, and the death that God promised. He lied to them and said, "You will not die." Well, they did. They died in that very moment. From a spiritual point of view. So, and physical death made its entrance into the world at that moment as well.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of Straight Truth. Now, we'd love for you to share this episode with friends and family and to subscribe. The easiest way to do that is by going to our website, straighttruth.net, and there you will find links to all of our social media channels like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. If you'd like to find out ways to help us to continue to produce this podcast, again, you can find that at the website, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.